Lana is the mom. Elizabeth is the daughter. Lana and Elizabeth Vassello. They are the artists who are painting the town and brightening the town, I guess, with the murals that are happening in Peace River. And they join us here in the Brick Lounge. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. First, I got to ask, hey, what do you think of the layout?
It's nice. It's very, very welcoming. Very comfortable.
Yeah, I really like it. It's very homey.
There we go. I just asked simply, how's the artwork going? One of your big projects is getting going.
It's going great. It's quicker than I ever anticipated. And the response from the public has been phenomenal. I didn't think that there would be so much interest so quick off the bat. So
it's really fun to see everything go up and see how everyone's so engaged with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It really means a lot.
One of the newest projects is on the side of the Fitness on the Go building in downtown Peace River. What were some of the ideas brought forward as far as painting that was concerned?
Well, it started off, the Art Hub put out a call for a mural, and they had certain requirements. They wanted it to be, because it was the old Hudson Bay building there, they did want pictures or images of kind of the history or anything that would depict the history of Hudson Bay Company in Peace River. And they also, another requirement was the 12-foot Davis wearing a muscle plaid t-shirt there. It's just kind of giving a nod, that muscle shirt, to Fitness on the Go. And then the plaid is the River Days plaid. And because Rotary, they kind of sponsored this mural, that was another requirement. So
I think that was my favorite part of the design.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun coming up and watching that little idea come to life and giggling about it.
Yeah.
A lot has been done, I know, in the back alley of where the Art Hub is. And I guess, I'm guessing now some works are going into the front alley, I guess, if you want to call it that. Judging from the feedback, please disagree if you wish.
Okay.
The feedback has been good at bringing the artwork out into the community, saying, hey, we want to brighten up the town. How has it been?
It's, like I said earlier, it's been phenomenal. Everyone is really, really engaged with it. Like, everyone, they'll drive by and they'll, you know, give a thumbs up or honk the horn, and or they stop and they talk, and they just, it's all positive. All the feedback has been nothing but positive and really encouraging. And everyone just seems to keep saying that, we love what you're doing. Don't stop. This is brightening up our town. This is bringing some life back to it.
Elizabeth, I'll ask you, how has the collaboration with the Art Hub been between you and them?
It's actually been really good. We've been friends and like working with the Art Hub for a long time. They're the ones that actually got us into the mural business because they had a mural training class where somebody from Edmonton came down and helped teach us. That's actually how we started the first one, which gave us a lot of connections, and we've had a couple projects just from people asking last year about if we could paint for them that we're working on still.
Yeah, that was kind of the start of that seed to what is now progressing on the back of Value Drug Mart. It was while we were painting the barrel racer on the back of the Art Hub, there were a few conversations had with Mike Kinshella from the Value Drug Mart there about a mural and everything. And so that came to life. It's coming to life, I should say. It's not quite done, but we're putting in time. So it'll be beautiful. It'll be a nice addition.
That was actually going to be my next question.
Oh, was it?
Some of the ideas, what are some of the ideas that are being brought forward, I guess, to have the next mural painted?
I guess it depends. Murals, yeah. It depends on who we talk about. Mm-hmm. There have been a few people approach us for different businesses and everything. There hasn't really been a whole lot of set ideas. There's a couple ideas were thrown out maybe for the front, I guess the front section of that where the HBC mural is. Mm-hmm. So something for maybe Fitness on the Go and FYI Doctors and, you know, something potentially maybe with Canadian Tire, like on that as well, because that was an old, mm-hmm. the old Canadian Tire. But, well, it's a work in progress, so.
How does it make you feel that you're brightening up the town with murals?
Well, honestly, it makes me smile. It mm-hmm. it does. I guess I feel a sense of pride in that, you know, and people that they like it. And I'm bringing them joy, and that makes me feel really good. I don't know. What about you, Elizabeth?
I really like it. I love doing it, and mm-hmm. I feel like I've grown a lot as an artist just since we've started this project. Being a young artist myself, you know, I'm not even out of high school yet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kind of dismay where you're like, oh, well, can you actually get money with it or do anything with going and doing art? Mm-hmm. And doing this has been a really good light of like, yeah, you know, even if you're young or even if you don't want to take a more quote unquote stable root through it, you can still do what you love mm-hmm. and get something out of it and make something good out of it.
I appreciate this, ladies. Lana and Elizabeth Vasello, they're local artists from Elevate Murals. That's the company, right?
Yes, that's the name of the company.
And they've joined us here in the Brick Lounge, and I appreciate your time, ladies. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.